Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Last week we talked about the experience of being a teenager and the developmental milestones that adolescents encounter in those years, 13 to 25. This week I thought we'd talk a little bit about what parents can do in order to weather that storm and to continue to build relationships and increase their relationships with their teenagers and adolescents through this period. There'll be a couple of simple tips and a little bit of understanding about what that experience of being an adolescent is. So the first one again, and we ended on this last week, would be to empathize as much as possible with your teenager and consider their world and the experiences that they're having, and remember your own, and to keep that in mind when you encounter the terrible teens, as they're called. The second thing would be to understand that developmentally, the research suggests that in those period of adolescence, teenagers start to look to their social world and their peer group as a sense of safety and belonging and take a step away from the family. That's a fact that a lot of parents and family members tend to struggle with because it seems like they're less important to their teen or their adolescent. And a lot of parents tend to, understandably, take a part of that personally. But the reality is that it's a developmental milestone for adolescents to start to associate more and identify themselves based on their peer group and their social world. And it doesn't mean that family relationships aren't important to the teen. It just means that those relationships may look different. And it's the first step towards family relationships becoming adult-to-adult relationships for the first time, as opposed to adult-to-child. So a difficult experience for parents, but if a little bit of understanding and acceptance of this can actually help, and it can help to create the conditions for an adult-to-adult relationship. Given that this period can be quite a turbulent one for parents, my second tip would be to ensure that you can do whatever you can to maintain your own self-care, to make sure that whatever emotional impact of adolescence there might be for you is kept in check for you, so that you're taking the best care of yourself that you can. By doing so, you're actually being a great role model to your teen and showing them that they can encounter adversity and also overcome it. The last tip would be that it's really, really important when we talk about showing and role modeling teens and adolescents in our world, to not be afraid to speak with your teenager like you would an adult. Open communication lines allow for those relationships to continue to develop and occur. When teenagers go through experiences, they often learn by trial and error. And so it's really important for parents to think beyond mere punishment and an I told you so mentality, because there's a high likelihood that they know you were right to begin with. The trick is to help them understand why you recommended a certain course of action, or why you said a certain thing would not work, and to actually have them learn from that experience. So don't be afraid to ask when teens make mistakes, well, what can we learn from this? What can we do differently next time? Have a conversation with your teenager this week on Mind Games.